The Grim Reaper Gamers are a 25 and older video game community with members spanning the globe, playing games across all genres and platforms. Bring your thick skin, drink of choice, and grab your controllers. GRG members are on nightly with official community nights every Wednesday. And now, it's time for the ReaperCast.
Hello and welcome to the 208th episode of the ReaperCast. My name is Jack and I'll be your host for this episode. You may also know me as the head grumpkin in charge of the Grim Reaper Gamers, Lala Calamari. And we brought back a dried out old fossil from retirement. We'll introduce him in a minute. But for tonight's podcast, we will be discussing the following: Star Wars Outlaws, Halo Infinite, some fake rumors about Helldivers, and finally we'll wrap it up with what TV shows we are watching. And with that, we'll introduce the guests on our show. First up, Gunny, how you doing? What you drinking? What you playing? And welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. 208, huh? Fuck, we're getting old.
It just shows that as long as you keep producing and being stubborn, you can get that number. I should have been canceled.
Yeah, fuck them. We got dozens and dozens of fans. Fuck them. Of course. That's all I got for you, man.
Back on the banquet beer?
I am, but I quit hard booze. I haven't drank hard booze in 6 months.
Quitter.
So hard on the gut, man. I was getting fat.
Beer's not going to make you any slender.
Yeah, but White Russians, man, that half and half, all that fat goes straight to my belly. So, I had enough. So we just drink a couple beers, just kind of mellow. And playing still War Dragons. I thought about picking up a game recently because of a certain TV show that we're not going to talk about yet. I think you know which one I'm talking about.
Yes.
So, but I'm not going to say anything, but I'm thinking I'm going to pick that up this week.
Well, there you go. There you go.
So I will be back online.
And your Xbox, when you turn it on, it'll kick out a bunch of dust.
Oh, I had to dust it this weekend, dude. It was terrible. Oh my God. The amount of dust on there. It was gross.
All right. Well, moving along, joining us again, we have Valiant Victory. What you drinking? What you playing?
Tonight, for our special welcome back to Gunny, I'm drinking a Mike's Harder Black Cherry just to, you know, help clean out the fridge. I'm about to start another diet, so trying to clean out all the crap so that I don't have anything to drink while I'm...
Those are actually delicious.
They taste great, and I'm just going to, you know, I'm trying to use all the leftover shit up so that I don't have any excuse like, oh, it's in the fridge, I might as well drink it kind of stuff while I'm try to drop 20 pounds, but yeah, I got a tax season's over. I mean, after being welded to the chair for, you know, 14 hours a day, I'm finally trying to, like, I'm get home and the sun's out and shit like that. So I'm yard work, and rumor has it I might actually run outside and stupid shit like that.
That's awful. I do not recommend running.
I know, right? Like, I thought we earned a place in life where we never have to do physical activity again, but
God, I guess... God forbid, fresh air.
I know, right? I guess it's bad for you or something. But no, I've been playing the Final Fantasy, and I'll have to say I broke my streak. I was doing a good time, you know, a good number of weeks here. I think 2 weeks without booting up Destiny, but a friend of mine said, oh, hey, this new activity's fun. So I did boot that up tonight for the first time right before the cast. It is fun. So,
hey, will you do me one favor, Val, since you brought up Destiny? Can you tell me roughly the amount of hours you have?
I think about 7,000.
Okay. The reason I asked is we got into a debate at work. This kid that works was like, oh, yeah, I played it forever. He looked it up and I had already said, I'm like, look, I know guys that have thousands and thousands. He looked his up. He's like, yeah, I'm not that good. I only have about 500 hours. I said, yeah.
No 500 hours rookie. In any game. That's like, you know, he could definitely pump up those numbers. But in most like regular world games, 100, 200 hours is a lot.
Speaking of which, You got to love the Reddit nerds that like, oh, I put 500 hours in this game. It's trash. You spent 500 hours in a game that you hate. But you got to introduce the next guy before we start blabbing on about. Before we start blabbing on. Also joining us, Mr. Seldon 007. What you drinking and what you playing?
Hey, glad to be back. I am currently drinking. You guys were saying clearing out the fridge. I'm drinking some Sam Adams Cold Snap, trying to clear out the fridge of all my winter beers that are sitting around still. So, but other than that, let's see. I've been playing basically Helldivers 2. Been loving that game. So getting in the hour or two every day. So loving it.
Seldon, you're a member of another famous podcast. You want to promote that?
Famous might be a questionable statement, but yeah, we have dozens of listeners too. You can come over and listen to me. Usually we broadcast on Monday nights too, but on off weeks I'm able to get over here to this show. But yeah, check us out. It's Still Got Game. It's from the original members of Too Old to Play, and yeah, we do the show hopefully every week. But yeah, it's basically around the same thing, video game, movies, TV, pop culture type stuff. So check us out.
And a lot of us are from there.
That's true.
Sounds good. And once again, my name is Lala Calamari. I am drinking a Sierra Nevada Summerfest, and it's their summer line of beer. It's pretty good. It's a nice, easy, light beer. Whatever. Don't judge. And while I am playing the standard Elder Scrolls Online and Call of Duty when I really hate myself. Desperate for anything other than those two titles, but it is what it is. So that's what I'm playing. All right. Well, I do not have a rant this episode because, it's summertime and I'm a happy person. Oh, also talking about cleaning out the beer fridge. When your kid's old enough to drink, they will do that for you. So I don't have that problem. My oldest is home now. And so I'm making him mulch the front flower bed as return for stealing all my good beer.
Well, just tell him, hey, you want to drink the bad shit. Fuck you. I get the good shit. Free is a very good price when you're a broke kid.
Especially when you can raid dad's fridge for the good beers.
Yeah. I go to his apartment every once in a while downtown and it's like, here's a Miller Lite. Oh, fuck off. All right, so no rant this episode. We just get straight into things. First up, gaming geek news. We have Star Wars Outlaws, and there is some issues with quests being hidden behind a locked season pass. And Ubisoft released this statement. Let me see if I can read this off without stuttering and stammering too much. But they said, to clarify, Jabba the Hutt and the Hutt Cartel are one of the main syndicates in Star Wars Outlaws and will be part of the experience for everyone who purchased the game, regardless of edition. The Jabba Gambit mission is an optional additional mission with the Hutt Cartel along Kay and Nix's journey across the Outer Rim. This mission will be available to those who purchase the Season Pass or an edition of the game, which includes the Season Pass. We don't know the scope of this Gambit mission, how big it is, what it is, just in general. But, I mean, it's basically leaving out those who do not buy the Season Pass. And to me, this is a terrible precedent to set. I guess this is where game devs are taking us, and how are we going to handle this as gamers? I mean, is anybody going to buy this game? Are you guys buying this game?
Real quick, now, is this Star Wars Outlaws? Is this the one where they came out with like the three-tier price where like the top tier is like $120 and you never have to buy anything again? Is that this one?
I do not know. I did not look at it. Once I saw this, and I this isn't a game I'm going to be playing. I'll quickly look it up.
Yeah, I thought it was Star Wars Outlaws that said that they were going to release, like, there's going to be the base game at $70. There's going to be one at like $100, and one's at like $120 or something, $110. Yes. Or
that. So it's $110 and $130. And yeah, so it
and comes they, with- yeah, they're saying that the internet was exploding with, enjoyment and happiness because there was going to be no lock content. I'm like, yeah, you're spending $110 on a game. There better be no lock content behind it.
How are they creating season passes for a single player game. I don't understand how that works.
But they also have an $18 a month version with all the season pass, like ongoing stuff like we pay with MMOs. I think what they're doing is saying we're gonna test a couple of these pricing models and see if people would rather just pay a big chunk up front or pay $18 a month forever or as long as they play and see if it works. Maybe that's what they're doing here, you know?
Games as a service, you know, we have a couple big players in, you know, your Fortnites and stuff like that, that, you know, are doing it really well. There's others that have failed miserably, Halo. And maybe this is just the next iteration of it, you know, I mean, of the games as a service and seeing what kind of price structure. You're right. Maybe that's what they're testing out. So.
But what service is it going to be? I mean, they're going to continue adding more stuff to it, or like, I mean, you're buying a single player game. You're not buying a multiplayer game. It kind of confuses me. Like, how do you put a season pass into a single player game? How would you do it for like Skyrim?
I guess new missions unlock at each month or something like that at that point. And
yeah, content drops. But I think your point though is that usually we see this in like MMO or MMO Lite. That's fair.
Or is an expansion if they're going to add stuff. But I mean, this just seems like, hey, we're trying to milk you guys. We're going to withhold content we created. And
it's already out there.
People. Yeah. I mean, it's probably already on the disc. You probably already have it downloaded when you pre-purchase the game. But it's locked just to be locked.
Just to be devil's advocate here. So assuming there's those two pricing models, $18 a month or $120 once, and it's, you know, let's say it's 200 hours worth of content, just to throw something out there. Which would you opt in if you could pay $17.99 a month and maybe you could burn through it in 2 months? You know, there you go. You made your money back. Or would you pay the $120 so that you could play it forever in case something drops in the future?
Well, I'm not buying this game, so.
You're like, no matter what, because it's single player, I'm never playing. I don't play single player. No, that's fair.
It's really like I get lonely and bored. So I'd be playing by myself, you know, gaming, whatever. And then after a while, I'd be like bored. And then I see people sign on and then I'll branch off to do that. And like the nice thing with Elder Scrolls Online, I mean, it's basically a single player game for like 99% of the stuff. But there is some clan activities you can do. And you interact with other players. You see players out in the wild. I can't play a single player game. Like when Starfield came out, I couldn't last more than 15 hours in the game. I just was not my speed. So I need to interact. I'm a social butterfly.
But even if they're blueberries, like you don't need to talk with them. You just need to know there's real people there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. I mean, like there's stuff that I've done in Final Fantasy. That's definitely like, there's just a human element to it. Like I'm doing something stupid. If I was playing with NPCs, they're not telling me I'm going to do something stupid, where I look at that chat window and they're like, dude, kill the little guys first, because big guys eat the little guys, you know, that type of thing.
But and I also don't like the precedent of them hiding stuff behind a season pass.
All that shit is, I just was trying to tease it out to say, like, for me, I just am testing that whole like model. Cause for me, in general, I'm not sure where I end up, because like for Destiny, we keep paying these big chunks of money forever. And I'm like, just charge me $18 a month. I'll pay you $18 a month forever until I decide to stop playing, which, you know, up till probably 6 months ago, I said would never happen. Right? I'll just play forever.
Borderlands, you know, you had the option of paying for different levels on a release, but you knew you were guaranteed the 4 full-blown releases following. I'd rather play the chunk up front if it's a game I know I'm going to play. Like you Destiny guys, if it were up to me, I'd rather pay the $120 up front if I knew I was going to play it for 2 years. Because you never know when you're going to quit.
Right, and I don't know what the
right answer. I don't either. I'm just saying Borderlands.
Right, that's the thing.
You know, that was one game I knew I would play, and every 3 months I would be getting a full-blown new content. And I knew I was getting 4 of them because they said it right up front. They didn't hide it. So I don't know.
Right.
I personally would rather.
I think that's the thing. This is. I think you're on to something here, though, Gunny. There's and you and Lala both are on the same topic. Like it's it's a PR thing. If I feel like whether I choose the subscription model or I pay a chunk, as long as I feel like I'm getting something, like, hey, I did this thing and I got this like cool thing, or I do this other thing and I'm not committed, I get the best of whichever one I choose. I don't feel like they're sticking it to me no matter which I choose. And in a way, it's about marketing it right to say, look, you can choose one or the other. And in the way, they did the opposite. They did the absolute reverse of that. What they said was, hey, look, you can choose what you want, but if you don't choose this, we're going to keep sticking it to you. So you felt like no matter what you choose wrong. Instead of like, choose which is best for you, which I think is a better way to go about it.
We deviated anyway from the actual question. Are you okay with them having a single player game hiding content behind a season pass?
Hiding content? No. No.
No, I think that the issue is they're being shifty. No, that's fucked up. That we I think we all agree on that.
Are you guys getting this game? Is anyone buying Star Wars Outlaws?
I'll probably buy the game, the base game. I don't think I'm going to do any of the season pass stuff because, I mean, it's, I want to see what the game's like. I'm going to try it before I buy any additional on it. But
so Seldon is an enabler. He enables this. He's someone we don't like.
Yeah. It's a Star Wars now,
dude. My son and I both. No, my son and I both want to see the story, so I'll probably end up buying it, whether it's for him or for me. But I don't like the shifty component of this. The fact that they're hiding some shit. It's like, you pay us the premium shit, or you're locked out of something. No, I don't like. No, that's not cool. Like, no.
Well, realistically, I mean, we've been conditioned for this for years. Like, you know, like a Halo type game that has three maps already on the disc that aren't released until 6 months later.
Yeah.
Type of thing. Conditioned. So. That's the perfect word.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, speaking of Halo, let's move along with this. I think we kind of said what we need to say about Star Wars, and that's enough of that. Screw Star Wars. It sucks anymore. Garbage. Not the Star Wars I used to know. all right.
Star Trek.
Following up, we have Halo Infinite. They are basically, 343 is basically wrapping up all support for this. They have ended season passes. There will be no big season passes, 100 level passes. You'll see a few 20 level ones here and there for a couple of little tiny events. As of now, they're really just in maintenance mode with this game. But one of the interesting parts of this is they're starting to rely on the community and the people that create maps, the forgers, to create maps for their actual game, and they're putting them in rotation. So now the Forge community is up in arms saying, hey, if you're going to put us in charge of creating content for your game, we want to get paid. And this is like the biggest issue right now with the game. It's a shame because it finally got to the spot where it needed to be at launch, and now it's kind of like I said, in maintenance mode, and the community is just up in arms because, hey, I guess if you're going to rely on them to create these maps, they should make money off of this. And it's just kind of nutty that it's not happening. But 343 has basically moved on. They are focusing now on Halo next, based on the Unreal Engine. And there's rumors that it may come out 2025, but I believe a 2026 is more realistic with the way today's gamers or game development companies are. Even Xbox has kind of moved on from Halo Infinite. Like any ads they have now, they show Master Chief or anything, it just says Halo. It doesn't say Halo Infinite. It's just Halo. So it's no longer, Infinite's no longer part of the buzzword for the Microsoft community. But it kind of sucks that forgers are being taken advantage of, and I don't know what the solution is, you know.
My biggest things with Halo wrapping up, Halo Infinite wrapping up, is I have, you know, two big disappointments in how this game rolled out. I was really expecting additional storylines. I mean, that the map in the actual single player or the co-op play is huge. There's so much more they could have done with that. It's such an open world environment, but they never really gave us any DLC storyline stuff, which is what I thought they were going to do. And then the other one is that they shelved the Battle Royale version of Halo Infinite, and we never really saw that came to fruition either. So
I never actually finished the campaign. I probably should have, but it is what it is. But the Battle Royale, I think they not only shelved, I think they're just no longer going to be creating a Halo Battle Royale. Like, I think that's just done. Which is a shame, because I think it'd probably be a pretty interesting game for Battle Royale. Or I always think, like, I would like to see an actual, like, battlefield, like a giant map, tons of vehicles, tons of players mode, you know, and then like one team be the aliens, one team be, you know, the Spartans. I think that'd be fun. Not just like big team battle, but we're talking like 32 to 40 players per side. I think that'd be really cool. But
I mean, that's what I thought they were going to do with the giant map that they had. So
yeah,
thought they were going to drop that in there. But for Forgers winning compensation, I mean, Roblox compensates people for making content for that game. They give them the opportunity to sell and get money from it. I'm like, in the Forgers and Halo, unfortunately, they do this out of the love of their heart, and then Halo is just dropping their shit into the regular play like they made it.
Yeah,
like I'm with the Forgers on this. They should have been compensated in some way. So
yeah, so anyway, it's what it is. It's just, it's frustrating, and we probably won't see another game from Halo for at least a year and a half too. So sucks. Anyway, moving along. We have some Call of Duty and Destiny 3 news. No, we don't. No one cares. We're not even a comment on that. Right, Valiant?
Okay, one plug. One quick one. Rumor has it there's Destiny 3. It seems to be a good rumor. That's about it.
Oh, but get your dino skin in Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah, get your dino skin in Call of Duty.
What the fuck, dude? These skins drive me nuts when I see you guys post them.
Oh my god, they're so bad. I have probably like $20 worth of Call of Duty points on my account just from whatever, and I can't even find stuff to buy. And then they released a King Kong one, and you can unlock this melee weapon that's like the, I guess King Kong's got this metal glove like Thanos now, and in order to unlock it, you actually have to buy 4 different skin packs. So it's cost you like over $80 some to buy to get this stupid glove. And I'm like, you can't just buy that glove. You have to buy pack 1, pack 2, pack 3, pack 4. Whatever. You guys are way too greedy.
How did it come down to buying skins?
They're Fortnite again now, aren't they?
Well, Fortnite's not so bad. At least you buy a skin in Fortnite, it's only a few bucks. It's, you know, $20 tops, but I don't know. Yeah. Well, because they have the game Warzone's free, so that's why they got to make some money somewhere. But this is crazy. I can't see how people buy this, but what do I know?
Mom's credit card.
Yeah, and she cancels it, and Junior's in timeout. Yeah, I mean, they're.
Yeah, I was going to say, for the Destiny 3 rumors, now, as our Destiny guru over there, what's the player base going to feel like when they move to Destiny 3? Like Destiny 1 to Destiny 2, they wiped all your guns and everything out that you've ever done. Do you think they're going to do that again?
That's the reason why like it's been a thing that they didn't do. Like the original thing with Activision was supposed to be 3 and out and then Destiny 3, right? So we're at year 10. At year 6, we're supposed to have Destiny 3, but instead we kept adding all the content to Destiny 2. So the theory is that it is going to be another wipe and we lose everything and earn all the same shit back. And I'm pretty sure if it's going to be like that, they're going to have a hard sell on that. That said, if they bring it in and it's fully cooked, it's something different. The person that leaked it, the reason why it's a strong rumor this time, is the person who kind of is a source on this, leaked a bunch of other stuff that they just did a VODOC for the final expansion of Destiny 2. And all of the things that this person predicted came true. Every single one of them. So this, you know, news source leak Redditor has now some type of authority because they are predicting that Destiny 3 is going to come out. But I think you're right. I think they're going to they have an uphill climb because a lot of us are burned out on Destiny 2 because it's certain things made it great, but certain things really hurt us when we're like, how many, I mean, the hung jury, I have four different versions of the hung jury and I've had to earn it each time. Like, dude, it's, you know, it's dumb. Like, why the same weapon over and over and over again? So yeah, that's, I think the Destiny community is going to have a struggle with that. And that seems to be the consensus is that, you know, earning our same shit. And remember when it first came out, it was rocky because there was like no content. We finally have the place that the game to a good place of content, but people are tired because it's the same shit. We're going to have new shit, but no content. You know, that's just the, and yeah, we'll probably all buy it and complain about it. And
the real question is, will it just be PlayStation only or PlayStation PC only?
Ooh.
Yeah, that'll be the thing, right? Like, I mean, the writing on the wall is that Sony doesn't necessarily want to play nice where, you know, is it Phil Spencer with Xbox says, yep, let's cross-play everything. All our stuff, you guys can have it. It's all good. And then Sony's like, no, we're not sharing our toys with you. It's good that you're sharing, but no, we're not gonna. So yeah, that's a valid point. I don't know how this is gonna play.
Yeah, well, if it doesn't, then oh well. I can't use a PlayStation controller, sorry.
Yeah, I'm out on that shit.
Now, a friend of mine says there's a way they have a, what's that, Scuf? Scuf makes ones that are like basically Xbox controllers that work with PlayStation and shit like that.
Dude, I'm not buying the game and a controller just to play it. Fuck that. and well, the box.
No, but you know, somebody like me probably would. So, yeah.
That's them just being short-sighted because if they're creating a live service game, limiting the amount of players you have to play that live service game is just, to me, a huge mistake. But anyways, I want to just move on. Was it?
Because this was a zero minute.
I wanted to move on to the next thing, which is another Sony thing, and Sony not playing nice. Helldivers 2, and there has been some really lame Twitter rumors floating around saying that it's coming to Xbox or possibly coming to Xbox. And while I think these rumors are just that, rumors, do you guys think that there's any truth to that? Honestly, it shouldn't be a hard thing to port as they have it on PC, and Xbox is basically a PC. Any thoughts on that?
I'm gonna say no. I don't see it coming to Xbox personally. I mean, I love the game. I've been playing it on PC, but I just don't see Sony making that move yet because they're letting Xbox still test the waters with this, with them getting some Xbox titles. And I don't think they're ready to break down their ecosystem or their paywalls or whatever they want to call them to let Xbox play their games yet. So
I think Helldivers needs to do better in order for that to be a thing, right? They need to get it to a point where it's, wow, this thing's killing it. Let's go ahead and invite the other kids to come along and play. But you never know. I mean, so bring the game out in 2 years and then they can start over again. You know, that's a thing that some people
do. And my other question was, if it doesn't happen quickly, if they don't port it over to Xbox quickly, would it even matter? I mean, if say like 6 months from now, they like, oh, we're having it for the Xbox now. Would it be, it seems like it would have missed its chance to hit big. Like, I think if it was to release now on Xbox, it would do very well. Especially with, since there's a huge drought in gaming, but 6 months from now, you don't know.
We'll have gamer ADHD too. I mean, we forget titles very quickly. Like, you know, if they tried to do it on Xbox in a year, well, fuck, there might be something else out that everybody's on.
Yeah, and honestly, with Helldivers, I don't know if you play it, but Helldivers is a very live, reactive type game. It's like all the Helldivers have the same mission, like these major missions that are going on, and it seems like the story's changing. Like, they don't have the story written out already. It seems like it's going like mission to mission. How well the Helldivers do in this mission of taking, you know, all the bugs out in these planets. And then if they take the bugs out those planets, then it goes to the next section, or the bugs come back with a bigger offensive retaliation. So it's almost like the guy's writing, he's like a dungeon master writing the script as he's going along and narrating the story back to you. I don't know if this is going to have the legs to stay an active, you know, good game where people are going to be driving to it for more than like 3 to 6 months personally. And I don't know how, if bringing this out 2 years later, you're not going to have that same, you know, oh, what's going to happen next type of attitude, because the guy's probably already done with all the storylines at that point.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, it's the cool kind of right now thing. In a year, is it going to be able to be the same thing? Like, when they put a tweet out that, like, oh, my God, you know, we defeated the robots. Oh, just kidding. That is something right now. But in a year, it's like, you pulled that before. Yeah, whatever, you know. Or they bring on a team of writers and it gets more entertaining. And that might be how it does it. But, I don't know. My son loves it. He's been playing it on PC. And, like, that's, you know, he does the Fortnite. He does some other social games. But, like, that's the one he's been grinding on. And I'm like, I don't know how you do it with disposable characters. You know what I mean? Like, it's a little different, right? Like, how many characters do you kill in one sitting? You go through like 20 of them.
As in like the enemy AI and stuff like that.
Oh, no, your own, you know, like when you go in and
Have your own character. And then like, you can drop in, you can call in additional, you know, reinforcements. If you die, somebody can recall you in. It's usually capped like 20, I think it may be 20 recalls. But then,
right,
you know, and the level of difficulty ramps up pretty quick in different levels and stuff like that. So it's, you know, you can run out of lives on an extraction mission type thing.
I'll play it if it comes to Xbox. If like it were on Game Pass tomorrow, I'd play it the fuck out of it.
Lies.
Well, again, 6 months ago, yeah, I would say you're probably right. But, you know, I think, who knows? I think these things are pretty fluid these days.
All right. We cover pretty much all of our gaming news, right? We're nothing too exciting anymore, is there?
But did you see the preview weekends? Did you watch any of the streamers on Greyzone this weekend? It's Greyzone Warfare. It's one of the new extraction shooters that's coming out. That's like uber super realistic looking. It's got a more Tarkov spin to it than a lot of the other extraction shooters that are coming out. But it's gotten a lot of really good reviews from the guys that have been playing it. I mean, the graphics and everything are phenomenal. It's like almost real life type set it. So it's really nice.
Yeah, I was watching one and they were having a lot of issues with like memory leaks and stuff. So I don't know if that's been resolved.
I know a lot of people don't like extraction shooters, but you know, it's my kind of thing right now. It's been that way since Tarkov came out. I've really loved that genre. So I'm really looking forward to this when it comes out.
Yeah, that'll be PC only though, right?
I believe so. Yeah. I don't think they could get that on the Xbox or PlayStation at this point.
Yeah. I really feel, me and my son were talking about this, that like the current generation of consoles was just kind of like lost consoles. Like they could do a lot, but didn't get a lot. So we just didn't get the content for them. And it's just kind of, we got AAA titles that repeated themselves over and over, and that's about it. It's a shame, but.
Yeah, we had that discussion, a couple of guys and I, about the this mid-generation, you know, refresh that's going on with the PlayStation Pro coming out, or whatever, PlayStation 5 Pro coming out, and, you know, rumors of the, you know, Xbox. I'm like, they haven't even really topped out where they are right now. I'm like, how much need is there to, you know, upgrade to a Pro version of the PlayStation 5 or the next Xbox mid-cycle where it's not like a huge jump?
Yeah, like, I kind of need to see some games come out to make it worthwhile, but saying that, I'd probably still buy it. what am I gonna do anyway? Let's move along. We're gonna be like stuck in this topic for a little while, the movies and TV shows. Up first, I want to talk about one I saw last night, and that was Dune Part 2. And what a long ass movie. There's just no way I would have been able to see this in the movie theater. No possible way. It's way too long. It's really just shy of 3 hours. It's at like 2 hours and 45 minutes or so. It's a long one.
Let me just say, I was going to rent it this weekend to have some participation with this cast, and it's still like $20 for rental. So I told him to go fuck himself. I'm going to wait. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, I know it's a big title, but it just wasn't worth it. So,
yeah, give it another month.
Spoilers, you guys speak freely, but I was, like you said, I was going to screen it, and I couldn't bring myself to do it, not for $20.
Yeah. And
and every time I rent a movie, the following week, the motherfucker comes out free.
Yeah. 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 Give it like another month, it'll be free. So,
right.
And I don't have any spoilers to throw at this. I just had a couple comments about it. The one was like being 2 hours and 45 minutes long, there were still missing pieces. Like there's a part where they send him out to the desert because they want to prove that he's one of them, right? So he's got to go live in the desert for whatever, a week. I don't even know. They're building this up. This guy's the main
Paul Muhadib. Main character, Paul.
And they're building up like this is going to be a big challenge, lots of dangers out there, this, that, and the other thing. And it's going to be just him by himself. And he goes out, it's supposed to survive in the desert. So anyway, they show him walking out to the desert. The next scene is Zendaya, whatever her character's name is.
No, I was thinking the same thing. I saw this and I'm like, what the fuck? Why is she there?
And she's helping him with all the stuff. It's like, well, here, you got to put this and you do that and you have changed this filter. And then, like, so I'm like, okay, well, maybe she's just giving the quick, like, you know, cheat sheet, like rundown, like, this is how you kind of set this 10 up or whatever. And then she's out of there. But then nothing. So, like, the next scene after that is he's back in the community and, hey, yeah, you're part of one of us now. It's like, wait, he never went out there and, like, was challenged. He never did anything. Like, it's not like when Luke Skywalker went into Dagobah and he saw Darth Vader there and he had the vision. Nothing happened. Like, it literally was him. You assume something happened and there was a whole scene attached to this and it wasn't there. And it seems like that was just cut. And I'm like, at 2 hours and 45 minutes, you built this up to be something of importance, you know, very important, and you didn't have any part of it. It kind of shocked me a little bit. I was like, okay, are we missing something? The other was, I think this universe is really interesting, very unique, a lot going on, a lot of like the customs, the houses, the way they do things, all that stuff. But they never explain any of it. They never go into why it's this way or explain stuff or expand upon the universe. And I just think it's like a lot of wasted scenery when we could have been learning a little bit more about the Dune universe, and we just never do. I at 2 hours and 45 minutes, it's kind of weird. I don't get it, but
did it feel like it still tracked with the original?
Yeah, I mean,
what you're describing kind of sounds like maybe they went off track a little bit.
It's a good movie. I liked it. I just think that it's missing important things.
Well, I believe it's 5 books. It's certainly more than the mm-hmm. 3 original that we're going to get. I think we're going to only get 3 movies. But I think there's 5 books that go into this. But I agree with Gunny's point that as much as the original had some really rough edges, like some really weird shit that they kept in that they could have done a better job with, they did a pretty good job of keeping it not too fucking
off.
Yeah,
and you still felt like it was
right?
complete.
There's a ton of stuff. And
I mean, for the most part,
it was a complete story.
Complete. Okay.
Right. They did the whole thing in one fucking movie. By the way, in a later thing, there's a character, the original Paul Muad'Dib is a character in one of the later movies on our list or shows on our list. But no, I liked it. I just think that they're trying to do too much. And in some ways, Lala, you're saying they could have given us more for our time. And I think there's so much less is more kind of shit. Like there's stuff that's out there that we could know about that we don't need to know about. Or like you said, the scene in the desert, they could just do that without making it, hey, like you got to go out in the desert and just wasted opportunities, or don't make it feel like you're wasting our time on like a fetch quest
they built up that desert quest thing like it was going to be something. Like, the guy talked on about for like 2-3 minutes about the dangers out there and about the, you're going to hear the ghosts of the people out there, and they don't even show anything. I'm like,
what's wrong with Val? With the less is more.
And then, like, you have like the whole thing with the his mom. I don't know what the their group's called. I probably couldn't pronounce it properly. Anyway,
the witches.
Yeah, they don't really explain that very well. So you just have to assume they have superpowers, and you just accept it. You don't know why. Why do they have that? Why are they this way? Why can she do certain things? Like, she gets poisoned and she's able to control it, like control her blood. Like, how? Like, they don't really get into it. So it's kind of just weird, but
I can live with that. It's, some of those things are like MacGuffins, right? We can do it long as you do a good job storytelling around it. But if it feels like you need to know, then you didn't do a good enough job moving the plot along. Without depending on.
So the other thing was, like, they get on these worms to ride him around. I can see the one guy get it. They show him, he's got the harness or whatever, those clips or whatever, and he attaches to the worm and goes riding. How does anybody else get on? And how do they get off this fucking thing? Like, does it stop? Is there a bus stop? I mean, like, okay, we're going to catch him at the 5th Street and at the corner. Like, because all of a sudden they show, like,
everybody ready. We're going to go under this underpass. Everybody ready. Jump on. He's
riding one, and there's like 30 people on it. Like, how'd they all get on? And how are they getting off? Because this thing's hauling ass. Like, it's going like 100 miles an hour. And like, whatever. You know what? It doesn't matter. That's just my mind thinking, like, it's just shit that drives me crazy. Okay, and my biggest gripe about this, I kind of just want to wrap this one up quickly. It does what the first movie does, and it just ends. Like, it just, like, we're going to end here. Like, they just pick a spot. Like, it seems like that you're in the middle of a story, and they're still telling stuff. And like, no, we're going to stop right here. Just I understand that they're going to make a third movie, but it just
Oh, my God. We really have three?
Oh, they're going to have to. Well, they I mean, the way they left it, they kind of have to make a third.
Which they do. Holy fuck, you did it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
In one.
So a bunch of this stuff, I think that was one of the complaints of people that read the book, is the ending wasn't right in the original one. Like, it wasn't really how it ended. It's how it ended on Arrakis, or Dune, as we come to know the planet to be originally called. That it ends that part of the story. So what they're saying is, oh, we're going to tell the whole story, the whole thing about the houses and the battle of the houses and the, you know, the holy war and all that shit. Fucking A, man. Like, I get it. To your point, Lala, you know, what's funny is I'm like 20 minutes from the end. I'm like, are they going to wrap this up? Cause I thought it was only going to be two. I'm going to wrap it up. I'll say something I said before. I'm watching Into the Spider-Verse, and I'm 3/4 of the way through the movie, and I'm like, God, this is a 2-hour movie, and they haven't even dealt with the whole thing. Like, what's going? And I'm like 10 minutes from the end. I'm like, they're gonna make another movie. They're gonna make this a 2-parter and just cut it right. Oh my God, they're gonna do that. I had the same thing with this one. I'm like, the baby's not even born, and we know like a big chunk of the last one is about the little girl is like the most powerful witch ever, and she's not even born yet. I'm like, fuck. Is there going to be a time jump? I keep going, like, when they did the desert thing, I thought maybe there'd be a time jump, and he comes back, and, like, where battle went on, and, you know, they've named the little girl already. She's, yeah, like, 5 years old and a super powerful witch thing. Nope. And so,
that's the trend nowadays.
That was a little jarring for me.
Every movie is open-ended, so they have the possibility of making a second or third for the money. I mean, every movie. Prime example. I just watched The Beekeeper this weekend. And your point about less is more was very prevalent with that movie. Because you don't know anything about The Beekeepers. There was like a 2-minute scene, and that's it. And then he went in and kicked ass. But there was a fucking opening at the end for another fucking Statham movie. Now, mind you, this was one of his better ones. And I don't want to get off course, but I'm just using an example of, I thought they did fantastic with the story, but at the end, there's always a fucking opening now to have a second movie or a third movie or a 10th movie. And it's just, they're going to do it. Every movie I watch at this point, it's like, okay, well, there's going to be a part two.
In some ways, as long as you wrap up the plot, I'm okay with that. If you wrap up the plot, fine. But if you literally leave the plot hanging, so I don't know how this movie ends without watching the next one. No, fuck you. I bought my ticket. I bought an ending. So I actually,
yeah, there you go. and like, yeah, whatever. This movie, like, there was a lot of scenes I thought were unnecessary that they could have explained more. Whatever. It is what it is. I just can't believe that they kind of just stopped it there. It was like in the middle, like you're kind of just like get things rolling and like, I'm gonna stop here. Okay. I really think that this would have been better as an extended mini series like Shogun is. Just release all of it at once, 10 hours of Dune and boom, you know, just release it as episodes.
That would have gone right. Well, the time is about right. The first one's about 2 hours. The second one's about 2 hours. The third one's 2 hours. We're at six episodes.
Well, they're 2 hours plus. It's like, so we're almost at 6 hours. So
the original B series.
Yeah. So did you watch Dune?
I did. I didn't really have a lot because I'm only like halfway through the second one yet.
Okay.
But like, I know the first Dune chapter one. I watched it the first time. I really didn't care for it at all. And then when Dune two was chapter two was coming out, I was like, you know what? Maybe I go back and watch Dune part one again and see exactly where they are, what's going on. And I enjoyed the movie a lot better the second time. And I'm kind of figuring that's what I'm going to do with Dune chapter two is I'm going to finish watching it the first time, let it sit for a little bit, and then go back and watch it and see. Because a lot of the Dune part one, I was like, a lot of the political intrigue between the, you know, the houses and everything going on. And I really wasn't looking deep into it. But then once I got a better understanding, go back and watch it again, it was like, oh, okay, I see what's going on now. And I kind of figure that's what's going on with Dune Chapter 2 as well. I'm hoping I'll pick up a little bit more in the second run through. But yeah, it's a long movie to watch in one sitting. So.
There's no way I'd be able to sit in a movie theater.
But yeah, like I'm with you guys also on the trend of, you know, leaving movies, you know, hanging there. Like there's certain shows that can pull it off, like Julia Roberts movie, The End of the World or The World Ends with You, or what was that one that Leave the World Behind? That was just out not too long ago. How that left it, it's like, okay, they left it without a real ending, but that was the statement they were trying to make, and they pulled it off excellent, you know? Whereas these...
No, but that's not a cliffhanger.
That's the
audience or the reader can interpret it. That happens, yeah, with books. This is not okay. This is the, like, the end of the Spider-Verse. Oh, hey, want to know how it ends? See in part two.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm like, the purpose of leaving a cliffhanger for the purpose of hoping to make that next movie and drawing people back is kind of a kick in the teeth. So I don't like it.
Yeah. Movies should be complete vessels. Anyway. All right. Moving along. Next movie we have coming out, there was a trailer for Deadpool 3. And I'm assuming this is a multiverse movie. And my question to you guys, would you pay to see this in the movie theater?
Nope.
Yeah. I'll go. Come on. And you know what I'll do? I'll go and I'll have, they sell beer at my movie theater. I'll go and have a couple of beers watching this one. Fuck yeah.
I don't want to ever pay to go see a movie theater again.
Hey, see, Sheldon's such a smart guy, dude. I agree with him so much. His last statements on this before and then now. I don't want to pay.
Yeah,
and let's be honest. I'm sorry, Ryan Reynolds. It's Deadpool 1. Okay, it was good. Deadpool 2, same shit, more swearing, and it's going to be the same fucking shit. He's going to play the same. Ryan Reynolds played the same character, regardless if it's Deadpool or if he's starring with Sandra Bullock and fucking Free Guy or whatever. He always plays the same character. I am not paying to see the same fucking character and the same swearing over. He's being crude to be crude.
Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely see it when it comes out on, you know, one of the streaming services or something like that. But I just don't.
For sure.
I don't want to go sit in a theater to watch, you know, shit anymore. So that's,
yeah, it's just.
Yeah. Especially, yeah.
So let me throw it. For me, one of the things we do, we go to the theater just to, like, as a go out kind of thing, because we are home all the time and we watch everything at home. I generally, between either my man cave or the big screen TV upstairs, I prefer generally to watch everything at home. But like every now and again, getting out as a thing to get out. For example, I'm dragging my kids out on May 5th and we're going to go see the original Transformers animated movie from 1987. In the theater.
Yeah, but you're trying to expose them to something other than what they get now. And I get.
Right, but I mean, we could watch it at home. I've got it on freaking Blu-ray if I wanted to pull that out. So, yes, I can watch it at home, but it's a different experience.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm saying that sometimes it's worth going to just go get out of
that. I agree. But certain movies ain't worth it.
I'm not going to sit through Dune. I'm not going to sit through a 3-hour movie in a theater for the same reason that Lala's not going to.
But like
3 fucking hours somewhere. No, 90 minutes.
I'm with you. Zach and I, my son-in-law, we get along fantastic. He's a great kid. There are certain movies we will go watch that are different. Godzilla Minus One. We went to the theater because we wanted the whole IMAX treatment. But Deadpool is Deadpool. I mean, it's the same fucking character. The only thing different with Wolverine is his fucking uniform that everybody wanted, the old retro yellow and
he's wearing
blue.
Yellow.
But it's going to be the same swearing and referring to his butthole. And you know how it's a crude character and he's just going to keep playing the crude character. It's the same shit. I can watch that at home.
I know. And every now and again, I get burned bad on like, why did I watch this in the theater?
I've had Deadpool, because you're gonna be like, why did I have to know so much about his fucking butthole?
As far as like movies anymore, it's hard to get me to go to the theater. I mean, I have a big screen TV. I have a pseudo surround sound system at home that sounds fine enough. I mean, I can barely hear it as it is with the ringing going in my right ear. But whatever. I mean, I'd like to pause the movie and go get a beer or kick the dogs. I don't know. I mean, Jesus.
Piss.
Take a piss. You know how us old people are. We got to piss all the time.
Let's be honest. In the theater, if you're watching a 3-hour movie and you have to piss halfway through, you're going to still have to piss at the end because you didn't want to leave because you were afraid you were going to miss something.
And then I'm going to miss having the people like on their phones, like on, because you got the people that ADHD, they're watching TikTok, they got to go and.
Like you said in the chat room.
Right. Well, they got to look something up because I'm one of those guys.
Oh my God,
I
throw
in the middle of the movie and
milk duds at your head.
You throw
milk duds. Something like that, you know, would hurt, you know, like.
It's hard.
Just, oh, yeah.
You hear the clunk when it hits my head, right?
Leave a mark. All right.
Well, to your point, I only watched half of Dune at a sitting, right? Because I watched it on Amazon. I watched, I think, half of it on Friday and half of it on Saturday or Saturday, Sunday. I forget which 2 days. But yeah, I didn't do it all in one sitting, which you can't do. Obviously.
Yeah, we did. We watched it all in one sitting last night. We had nothing really to do, so we kind of powered through it. But yeah, it was a long one. Deadpool, I'm not a, it's all right. It's, yeah, this is one I watch at home.
We finally agree.
Yeah. The character, yeah, like Gunny does say, like, it's kind of, we're at the third movie, like, it's getting repetitive.
Well, you understand what I'm saying, though. There's like,
oh, I know.
So much. Yeah. It's crude on top of crude on top of crude, and it's the same crude over and over and over. It gets boring.
Yeah.
You know, the first one was great because we had all been begging for Deadpool, the actual character, not the one they showed in X-Men Origins or whatever, where he first got introduced, which was the wrong character.
Where his mouth is sewed shut.
Yeah. So we were all excited to get the one that we knew about in the comics. But then you watch the second one, and it's like, dude. I mean, it wasn't near as funny to me, just because it was the same humor over and over. So, at home.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's wrap that up. I mean, it was just a trailer. It was what it was. And Valiant's going to go see it anyway because it's Marvel, so he can't help himself. He likes.
Yep. I'm everybody you make fun of that goes to the theater, goes to see Marvel movies, goes to see Disney movies, buys all the Destiny expansions. Yep. That's me. All those people you make
Valiant
fun of.
Valiant likes men in tights, confirmed. All right.
Yep.
moving along. I got to keep you guys in gear. Come on. We're, Yeah, well, we got the big one. Right. We got the big one coming up at the end. I figure this is going to eat up a chunk of time. And let me just get this going first. Fallout TV show drop. We had all 8 episodes of it.
Yep.
So first off, before you guys get into it, I just want to say that I completely enjoyed this show. I don't know if you guys thought I would or would not, but I 100%
Wow.
100% enjoyed this show.
Whoa.
I ate it up.
Wow, it's so good that we're recording this.
I ate it up. I couldn't even control
coming already announced. Yeah.
I couldn't even control myself because, like, I think I binge watched it in 2 days because I'm a fucking loser. But I ate this stuff up. I enjoyed it. I really did. So I just kind of wanted to get that out right away. So we can discuss it.
Wow. Then. Wow. 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 Well, I fucking hate it. No, I didn't hate it. No, I loved it too.
Like, I have nothing to say. Let's go on. Move on.
Yeah, moving along. Did you actually thought I wasn't going to like this one? Didn't know.
There were a couple things that I was like, no, I think that I thought you were going to be I was going to say you're going to bitch about some of the places moving slow. How does a girl survive out there when all these other people are fucking killing each other? Like, how is she?
The slow part.
You know, I was assuming you were going to, like, tear her apart.
The slow part was a build, and I think it was intentional, and we needed it. Some of the slower stuff.
No, and it all worked for me. Fantastic. It was fine, but I just was expecting
it. No, but I mean, certain stories do need slow, because you need background, because of all the flashes backward, forward. You needed some of that background.
Right, to make the big stuff bigger, right? You need the flow to make the fast
we're
bigger.
We're agreeing.
Here's what I thought about it. So, I mean, I know you're probably thinking, like, some of the goofy stuff I did, and, like, where I eventually just realized that they're basically, this is a video game show, and they're paying homage to this game, and they're keeping true to a lot of it. And as quirky as it is, and some of the silly stuff and some of the odd stuff, it's all part of the game. And this, they kind of just embraced it, and I kind of understood it, and I did as well. Like, the little things, like when they're healing. So if, like, they're, like, healing, like, a mangled body or missing pieces, like, they get their hands cut off, this cut off, whatever, they could fix it with just, like, a stim pack, or if they found an extra limb in, like, in a drawer, like, they found, like, an extra limb. Oh, here you go. This foot will fit you, and boom, let's sew back on. Just like you're playing the game. Like, you're playing, like, when you heal in video games, you'll get shot off 100 times. I'll take a stim pack and heal. And so I kind of saw it as that, and kind of understood what it was and what they were trying to do with it. So I kind of just accepted it. And I just went along for the ride. That's it. Went along for the ride.
Nice.
Well, they definitely embraced the game.
One of my favorite things is the homage that they did pay to the game. Is like, especially the background. Like, it's not the in your face stuff that really got me. It was a lot of the background stuff, like the time that she went into the town, the city, the bus town or whatever it was. Like, that was picked pretty much piece for piece from the game. I remember going into a town like that where you go through the buses, the tunnels, and then you come out into the giant open area and you have to walk down the stairs to where the actual town was going on and stuff like that. I was like, holy shit.
They showed screenshots side by side on social media from the game to the show, and it was fucking identical.
Right.
Like, when they first entered the town, it was identical.
They really did a top-notch job of mirroring the games, definitely. So
100%.
So what I was going to say, the dad, her dad, is the captain from How I Met Your Mother, and also Paul Atreides from the original.
Right.
Paul Atreides from the...
You know what's sad?
McLaughlin?
McLaughlin.
I just learned that today because I was looking at something, and some Doom stuck up. Doom came up, and then, like, they were saying it. And I was looking at some Fallout stuff too, and I just realized that, oh my God, that's that actor. I don't know why. I didn't recognize him. No, I mean, like, because I guess his hair wasn't black. Kyle's hair used to be, he's younger. I'm so used to him as a younger guy with the black hair. And I don't know. He seems short in this too. Like, I didn't think he was short. I don't know. What am I going to say? I mean, I don't keep up to date to this guy. So it just cooked me. I just learned it today. Walton Goggins is just truly amazing. Dude. I want to call him Walter.
Oh yeah, the
Ghoul, yeah, I was gonna call right? him out Ghoul. Too. You beat me to it.
My grandfather and my uncle and my cousin are Walt. So Walter. So I get stuck on that. But Walton Goggins, he's great. He's great in so many shows, and he was fantastic in this. This was probably his best.
But he has done so good at so many different characters.
But he's a character role normally. Like in a way, this is his first lead, right? Can you think of him as a lead role in anything?
It shows you how fucking good this guy is.
The poor guy has been leaned on for 40 years, right? Wasn't he in like Tombstone or something as like a throwaway character? So the guy's been around forever.
He was in S.H.I.E.L.D. He was in Justified. He was supposed to be at one episode on Justified, but they liked his character so much they kept him throughout the main bad guy. Yeah, he's just truly.
But he's never been a lead.
I know.
He's the fucking lead in one of three leads in this.
He banged it out, dude. I mean, he probably made the show more than anybody else. Although the girl's fucking hot, but.
She's like 24, but yeah, you know.
I can say she's hot all I want.
I know. I'm just like, she was in
Yellow
Jackets. Yeah. And I.
First Dead Girl.
I liked her in Yellow Jackets.
Loved her in Yellow Jackets.
Seldon.
Well, first major dead girl, right?
Seldon, did you see this?
What, Fallout?
Yeah.
Absolutely saw it. Yeah, I loved it. I one of the things that popped up online that I found was interesting is somebody did like the experience check against her as through the whole show just to see where she would have leveled up to. And she stayed under level 10 by the end of the show based on her actions and everything, but she survived the whole thing. So I thought that was kind of a little cool little trivia that somebody did on it.
Yeah. They also did the traits like intelligence, stamina, strength, and based on the characters from the game, and they all kind of matched up across the board too, between the ghoul, her, and the
Titus replacement guy.
What do they call him? The Men of Steel.
Was his name? Maximus.
Yeah.
Maximus.
Yeah, he rated out higher than everybody else.
I mean, in some ways, each one of them has their own things. Right. She's super naive. He's kind of a pussy, but, you know, like a strategic pussy. And the ghoul's just a badass, but, you know, dead.
So to go back to the intro, that is the game I was referring to. I think I'm going to download Fallout 4 just to play through it because of the show. And I was reading something today. Their sales are up 7,500% since the show is released, that people were either re-downloading or going to it for the first time.
The game. Yeah, all the streamers have gone back to it too. Like so many streamers are back playing, you know, 76 and Fallout 4 and stuff like that. And it's hilarious. So
it's crazy. 7,500%.
I've never played any of the
50,000 people. I haven't either, but I want to play it. I want to play
it. Oh, you guys have it? Oh, they're great. They really are. They've been great games the entire series. I think 76 or whatever that one was, that's the only one that I didn't play. But all the other ones I played a whole shit.
I've already been told start with 4 because of graphics and story, yada, yada, yada. And then immediately finishing 4, go to New Vegas and then go backwards from New Vegas. Yeah. So I think that's what I'm going to do is do 4 and check it out. And that's all because of the show.
I think you can play 1 and 2 on Steam. 1 and 2 are the, I think those are the two that are true RPGs that you can get on PC on Steam.
Fuck PC.
My son, you know, I know, but you're not going to play 1 and 2 on your Xbox. So if you want to play
them, play 4 and fucking New Vegas on my Xbox. Fuck you.
There you go. You get 3. All right. You can play 3
games. Like, yeah, If in the show, like you like the little side stories, like the chicken fucker guy, like that shit happens throughout these games all the time. And you're just like, holy shit, this is fucking hilarious.
By the way, I think if I'm not mistaken, Bubba Gump or Bubba from Forrest Gump is the guy that dug up the ghoul. Uh-huh. I think I'm right.
Could be.
You guys can fact check me on that.
All right, but now going back to the Dune Part 2, Fallout ends in a very similar way, as in they're leaving you for a season 2.
But because they knew they were going to get signed for season 2, and they've already said that Fallout New Vegas is going to be canon for season 2. So, I mean, they did that on purpose.
But that said, it's serial. That's a different animal, right? When you pay for a movie, you expect it to be all and complete. When you pay for a series, you're in for a series. You always know that you could end up in a cliffhanger or something like that. I think I'm
okay with it.
I am signing up for two different
things. I'm okay with it on a series.
When you sign up, when you watch a TV show, you know, until you get to the end and you know that, like, oh, hey, this is supposed to be the final season of, you know, I don't know, Lost or whatever.
Oh, my God.
And you're expecting an ending. Right. I know. Or Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to bring those two back.
Reference.
Right. Both of those where they, like, you know, kind of stick in your ass and break it off. Those are a little bit different than, you know, in Fallout when they leave you with a cliffhanger. I'm not too beat up about that.
Okay. So if the Dune movies were episodic and, like, you know, they, you know, Dune Part 2 was broken up into 6 episodes or whatever, and they left the cliffhanger, it would have been better than it, since it was sold as a movie and left the cliffhanger.
If it were a series,
yes.
Absolutely. Yep. Because you know it's a series. Not a fucking movie.
No, it's how you set me up. I've committed the time and I'm kind of hoping, like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, we're gonna be good, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's like I swear to God, it's like you ran over my cat or some shit, you know? It's like, dude, it feels like you took something away, because in my mind, I'm trying to figure out how this is going to end. Oh, no, it's not going to end. You're going to pay another $20 to find out how it ends.
Sure. Older I get, the fucking cheaper I get.
And it's not about the money, Gunny. I don't care about the money. It's about the...
It really feels like money.
I've been lied to. You know, and it isn't that. It's, I mean, obviously you don't know, whatever, but I certainly like it when somebody spoils, not necessarily the ending of the movie, but to say, by the way, this is going to be a two-parter, just so you know.
Fucking tell
even
me.
If they put, hey, look, right, Into the Spider-Verse, part
you guys
one.
Just told me would do.
Right? Tell me it's...
If I watch it, I'm going to be hung.
If you told me part two was part two of three, I'd be different, but I didn't know when I got through part one that it was a two-parter. Actually, I did, because I think Cold Front Craig or somebody said they watched it on our channel and said, oh, by the way, it's a two-parter. And I think that helped, because I went in knowing it was going to be a two-parter, but not knowing it was going to be a three-parter. Yeah, it did. It did. Good thing I've been curtailing my comments.
That battery's probably smoking right now.
Right? It's like I didn't drink
well, I see it. It's got zero battery. So it's going to cut out any minute now on the headset. So,
do you think anything could pull off like the original Star Wars starting in episode 4 nowadays?
People would be like,
what the fuck? Give me the first 3.
No, I think it could. If it's
the original Star Wars episode 4. It didn't really need to have a 2 and a 3. Like, it ended. Like, it ended. I mean, obviously, the bad guy gets away, but at the end of the thing, the movie, the good guys win. They blow up the Death Star. Luke commits mass murder and kills millions of people. But
good,
no,
it
had an end. It was like we talked about this last episode with the first Matrix had an ending, and it could have never had another movie. Greed took over and they created more movies. Thankfully, when Star Wars, the original series, came out, that they knew how to make good quality movies, and Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi came out, and they were both fantastic.
And they could have ended with Return of the Jedi.
They should have ended at Return of the Jedi.
No, they could. But I'm saying, story was complete.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I didn't even like too much where Empire kind of is not a full movie, and that irks me. Everybody likes Empire, think that's the best movie ever, and I disagree. I think the original Star Wars was. It was the one that introduced us to that universe, and we were blown away watching it. Empire was just a continuation of it, and it was not a complete movie. I enjoyed it, but it's not, to me, I give the original one, the first one, the best. But anyway, with this, I mean, this is a TV show, so you kind of expect it. I mean, they could have kind of just wrapped it up here, too. I mean, you never know with how these shows are. If this was Netflix, they'd cancel it already. But since it, since it was Amazon, they're not.
Expanse. I mean, you never know, because even Amazon cancels shit.
Well, everybody's got the streaming services and the cost to make
it.
I mean, we talked about that last episode too. We talked about Mindhunter. And it's just,
I wasn't here, but yeah.
Oh, that one hurt.
It definitely hurt.
But I mean, so I had another question. Is this the best video game show or movie ever made? I mean, I kind of think so.
Yeah, because, you know, Resident Evil was okay. And then, of course, it got expanded. It's ridiculous. But as far as video game based, it's got to be. It's got to be. Dude.
I can't think of anything. Nothing comes close. I can't think of anything that's close. I mean, there's some other ones that are okay, but
yeah, I mean, they traditionally have been horrible video game adaptations, like Battleship and the original Super Mario. Like, there are some really freaking shit shows out there.
How about Doom with The Rock?
Mortal Kombat? Like, again, Mortal Kombat did okay.
The original?
But, like, I mean, I think it was the second movie. No, not the newer one. I mean, back in the 90s or whatever it was.
I don't.
I mean,
I'm retro, but that was
you don't like that one.
Tough to watch. I mean, it's
no. At the time, not now, but then.
But that brings up a good point.
But no, it didn't. Wait. Couldn't you argue that? So there was a video game that came out after the original Terminator, before Terminator 2. Could you argue that Terminator 2 was a video game movie?
Stop.
No.
That's that's the only one I could think of that might be, because Terminator 2 was so good. But, like, nah, I can't think of anything, any shows that are based on video games that can go there. Nah.
Yeah, but the Halo series is good, but I think Fallout crushed the Halo series. The Last of Us was good, but Fallout crushed that too, I think, and how they adapted and everything like that. So,
no, those things are good, but also they're incomplete.
Fair.
So again, it's the jury's still out on Last of Us, right? Because it's really two parts of one story.
You know, aren't we waiting on another season of Last of Us?
Yeah, that'll be out in like 9 years. Sure. Apparently, Pedro Pascal's already wrapped up his filming, but I already got spoiled what goes on. But
I have a quick question, though.
Go ahead.
You're talking about video game based shows. Have you guys seen that Division is getting a series with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah. I think I've heard about that. Yeah.
It goes to your question. You know, are they going to be as good as Fallout? Probably not. I'm not sure anybody can touch Fallout, but there's going to be another series, Division, Jake Gyllenhaal, based on the video game. That's all I wanted to say.
Sure. Yeah.
I think Cyberpunk has got a movie coming out based in their world too has a potential to be something good. So
is Keanu Reeves going to be in it?
The show was good. The show was consistent with the animated show was consistent with the Cyberpunk game. But again, it doesn't rise to the same level. And I know Lala doesn't like anything.
I do like some anime stuff. I do like,
I try. I can't watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're talking about Halo. Halo kind of stunk. They blew it.
No, I don't hate Halo, but it's just not.
They have Reach. They have the Fall.
It's okay.
They have Fall of Reach, and like it's the lamest Fall of Reach ever. Come on, stop. They missed. I mean, like, as much as I wanted that show to be good, it missed. It's nowhere near this level. The Last of Us, like, I don't know. I'm
being overcritical.
I could be zombie.
You have so much.
Well, no, I like
you enough. You had enough time invested in Halo. Could you be a little overcritical of the show?
I think it was okay, but it wasn't anything. It wasn't as good, nowhere near this.
It's not near this at all.
Was it watchable? Okay.
The Lara Croft movie weren't bad. They were pretty good adaptations.
Who was it?
Which one?
Lara Croft, Tomb Raider.
The Angelina Jolie version or the young girl there? Was it
Angelina Jolie, of course.
Yeah. She needed polygon tits, though.
Yeah, Angelina Jolie.
Polygon.
Yeah, she right. It would have been great if they had a bra that her shit was like square. Oh, that would be fucking God. Awesome.
You're such a nerd.
That would have been the best. Like
only Val.
No, but it leans into the shit because right wasn't her stuff. It was like trapezoid or whatever, you know, only like. You.
No, I want to go back real quick. I want to go circle all the way back to Star Wars Outlaw, and I'm just like a thing popped in my head, and my kid brought this out. Is why can we never play as aliens, and like why the shows never have aliens? Like, why is it always humans? Enough! Like right. All the new stuff's coming out, it's all humans. It's Star Wars. It's just aliens. Like at this point, can't we just have aliens? Like so, anyway, right. That's just a random thought.
Not only that, I'm with you, but why not make the if we're gonna play as aliens, make the humans the bad guys.
There you go.
Right, like legit, like because you know humans, we tend to be conquerors whenever we do the thing, and why not make the alien protagonist as someone that's just defending their homeland from the human invaders? That'd be fucking sick.
I don't know. Anyway, all right.
I'm just looking for my.
Anything else for TVs and movies? You guys.
I saw something and I can't remember what it was. Oh, you know what? I saw Rebel Moon. Rebel Moon kit dropped this week.
Something part terrible. Two. I've tried to watch it twice and fell asleep twice.
So I don't know anything about that, but I heard that that's a failed script for a Star Wars trilogy.
It's Zack Snyder's version it was. Of Star Wars.
And they definitely. Yep. They have laser swords and all that bullshit in there.
I tried to watch it. Part two, and I fell asleep both times.
Bah. Again, it's not great, but it's not terrible. It's something where Lala would hate it, but I was fine with it. I enjoyed it.
Lala, you will hate it.
But
I'm not watching it. Don't worry about it.
But the more important thing is it's in keeping with our theme of set up expectations. It's part two of three or four or five fucking
movies.
But dude,
movies. They took so, this so thing like a
if anybody does
Star Wars killer. It is not even close. Not even close.
Anybody that don't put that idea in people's heads, because if they go in watching this show as if they think this is going to be anything, even just go in with an open mind, like it's a sci-fi.
Dude,
it is not Star Wars.
It's
not Star Wars universe.
Zack Snyder.
No, it's not like that. Right. Zack Snyder
and
makes
movies.
The DC the DC junior version, like the poor imitation of the MCU, is now making the poor version of Star Wars. If you go in with that expectation, I think you're going to enjoy it.
It's in the ghetto. Be begging.
Yes.
Oh my God. It'd be begging.
So
a tin cup. Stop, Valiant. We're not buying it. You can just let it die. Let it die.
Fine. Don't watch it. Whatever you do, GRG members, don't watch
time.
It and keep, you know, send Zack Snyder to the poorhouse.
Listen to Val, GRG.
Anything
ahead.
Else?
You'll get good naps.
Yeah, I got.
I give up. I give up. Not saying anything.
Finally.
Have you guys watched Ricky Stenicki yet on Amazon?
Who?
Ricky Stenicki. It's a movie. It's got John Cena, Zac Efron in it. It's fucking hilarious. I highly recommend checking this movie out. It's not getting a lot of talk, but everybody that sees it, they're like, holy shit, that was great. That was very funny. Don't expect a lot. It's lowbrow humor. But it's basically these three guys, they grow up together. It is, you know, teenagers, young kids. They come up with this fictional character, Ricky Stenicki, that they blame everything on. And well, they keep this up through adulthood, and well, they get caught up in something that they have to, they're caught up in the lies and they have to come up with something. So they hire John Cena. He plays the character in it, to be Ricky Stenicki. And then it's fucking hilarious, everything that goes on. So I highly recommend watching that movie.
Peacemaker season 2. Confirmed. Go on the John Cena theme.
I like John Cena.
Of course you do.
Yeah, I like everything. Jesus, we know
this. Let's be honest, you actually do.
Nah.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, people, you know, like, want to shit on that, but like, hey, I can go. It's here's my advice to anybody that wants to go see anything. If Lala hates it and I like it, flip a coin. If Lala likes it and I like it, it's a must-see. If I actually don't like it, you probably ought not to watch it. I'm just saying. And if Lala likes it and I don't like it, like, the world's ending. It's fucking, there's no way in which that happens.
Dogs and cats are living together.
Dogs and cats.
It's not wrong. Dogs and cats, yeah.
Jesus. All right. I think we're good. I think we're good. Anything else, or can I wrap this up? Wrapping it up. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the ReaperCast. I want to thank everybody for being on. Gunny, thank you for returning.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Bite me in the rump, fucker.
You're always available. I ask.
I want you on. To beg.
Oh, yeah, beg this. Seldon and Valiant, thank you guys for being on.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers, boys.
I'd like to remind everyone to visit us at our forums at discourse.grimreapergamers.com to see everything we're up to, as well as to follow us on Twitter at grgamers.com, spelled the DOT. And with that, we are out of here. Stay safe and get your game on.